Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Santana comes set with one out in the ninth. And a 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to third. They'll go to second. There's one. Relay. Two. A double play. And the Pirates beat the Reds in Cincinnati. Double plays to end the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. And this Pirates bullpen with their longest scoreless streak in 2.5 years. And they beat the Reds 4-2 tonight. What a win for the Bucks.
Yeah. In the heart of football season, I can't even remember the last time we played a Pirates highlight. It's been a while,
a long
man.
Time.
It's been a minute. And it has less to do with the Pirates for me than it does the Reds. I took serious enjoyment out of that last night. I didn't watch it. But I love the idea of the Reds entering that game against the woebegone Pittsburgh Pirates in a playoff spot. And then you lose. And now you're a game out of a playoff spot. And guess who they get to face today? Big old Paul Skeens.
Yes, sir.
You want to talk about pressure? Now, part of me wants to see Tito Francona make the playoffs to show the error in the Pirates' ways for not hiring that guy when they should have. And we all knew that Derek Shelton was a problem prior to the season. But I also don't like the Reds. Mm-mm. Going all the way back to the 2010s and the way that those two teams battled against each other, I don't want to see good things happen to them or their fans. They're also Bengals fans, so screw them. And if the Pirates keep them out of the postseason, that is very funny to me. Very funny to me. And today, like, okay, now we're a game back. These are must-win games. Who's on the mound? Oh, Paul Skeens.
Oh, crap.
Dear God. Now, they got Hunter Green going. He's their guy. And I will be not watching this game either, but go Bucks. Go Bucks. There's nothing better than screwing with your rival, isn't it? Like, I heard Pony talking about this a little bit yesterday. Like, I don't know that the Steelers win the AFC North or anything like that, but while the Ravens are bad, take some enjoyment out of it. Like, when your rivals stink, that is a good thing. Like, you think Pitt fans are going to be rooting for Penn State this weekend?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.